Our next guest is a writer who writes for pretty much everywhere, but does most of her wild coverage on zonecoverage.com. It is Heather Rule. Heather, how are you?
I'm doing well. Just enjoying the off day in between the end of the Twins season and now the start of the Wild season.
How crazy must that be? Just like you get one day off before these massive undertakings of baseball season and then hockey season.
Yeah, it's weird. You know, in April, you kind of feel it the most, I think, because, I mean, the regular season for hockey goes into the beginning of April and baseball starts up right away. So there's kind of that little overlap there for sure. And then with the playoffs and then, you know, in the fall, it's kind of baseball and then go right to hockey. And I'll still be following the baseball playoffs and stuff too. But yeah, it's just kind of a year round thing. You don't get a ton of break time.
It's got to be like doing a semester of college, then getting one day off after the end of the semester and then jumping right back into it.
Yeah, a little bit. The good thing about hockey, at least, is there's, you know, you do have some more off days. Like with baseball, I mean, it's pretty much there's a game every day. You have, you know, maybe two or three off days a month. And so there's a baseball game every day. So that's a little bit different with hockey. You kind of get a little more rest in between. So that's nice. But yeah, it's definitely the time can just kind of fly by when there's just so many sports you're trying to pack in all at once.
That is true. I've never thought about how much more difficult it would be to cover hockey if I had to like write about the Wild every single day.
Yeah, it's and I mean, I haven't been to that point yet either where I've covered a team to that extent. But I would think it might be a little easier if that was kind of your main focus. Like for me, I, you know, cover so many different things that I kind of just dabble in a lot of different stuff. I don't really have that depth focus in any one particular thing. So that might be kind of different to see how that would work out. But yeah, it's definitely a lot of dedication to cover any sport, you know, even just a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that actually sounds fun, just kind of being a generalist. But let's get right to the Minnesota Wild stuff, because the Minnesota Wild season is starting tonight by the time people are listening to this. And I've got four questions that I will ask you, and based on those questions, I will have you predict the outcome of the Minnesota Wild season. Are you ready, Heather?
All right, I think I'm ready, yeah.
All right, here is question number one of this very brutal, grueling set of questions. Minnesota finished with 106 points last season. How many points do you think they will finish with this season?
I'm going to go with 97 this year. I'm a little bit cautious going into the season, just with the way things went so well during their last regular season. You know, franchise best, you know, with wins and points and just the great years that so many players had. You know, I'm a little nervous to see if they can kind of keep up that intensity this year. So I'm going to take a few points off of what they did last year, you know, just kind of a little bit of a letdown maybe.
Mm-hmm. I can see that. Like, so many people did so well under Bruce and there weren't any injuries. Like, a lot broke right, and, you know, it doesn't take that much to go the other way for there to be a step back.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's hard for me to kind of see just that same production from everybody that they did last year. You know, I just don't know if that's, I mean, and don't get me wrong, it would be great if that continued. I just don't know if I see that from everyone, or at least that same level. And, you know, like you said, with injuries too, that's always what makes predictions so tough for me. You know, I thought of the other day, like, man, it's just, you know, you want to say like, oh, this is what's going to happen. And then, you know, there's a huge injury that happens to someone and kind of changes the scope of everything. But yeah, I don't know if everyone will be able to continue to play at the level they were playing last year.
All right. Our second question for today is, do you think the Minnesota Wild make the playoffs? And if so, how far do they get?
I do think they'll make it. I'm not sure that they'll go much further than we've seen them go the past few years. I'll go ahead and say second round, be a little more optimistic than I kind of have been so far thinking about the team. But I just, yeah, it's really tough to see them going all the way, especially after last. I think last year, the way it ended, it was just so difficult to see that great regular season end up the way it did, with the loss to St. Louis in the opening round. And I think, there's so many good teams in the league, and you kind of get into the playoff scenario where anything can happen. So I could see maybe getting by the first round, but just after last year, it's hard to get that confidence back where you believe that they're going to go further, after the way they kind of came out and laid an egg in the first round last year.
And especially in the Central Division, there's so many good teams there too.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and I think some people are talking about, maybe some of the teams, like especially Chicago, the way, they kind of bowed out in the playoffs last year, maybe taking a step back this year in points, but it's still a very competitive division. You have a lot of good teams, and that's why, I mean, I'm not picking the Wild to even win the division, really. I don't think anything would surprise me at the same time, if they were to go and do that, but it, I just don't know if I see that. It's they're in a division with so many good teams that, I just don't know if they're going to be at the top of the heap or not.
All right, my next question is with you said that so many people took that step forward last season, and there were a lot of really great players on the team. If you were going to pick a team MVP for last year, I think it's a very competitive field. So I am wondering for the upcoming season, who is your pick to emerge as the Minnesota Wild team MVP?
I'm going to go with Charlie Coyle on this one. You're right. It is a very difficult choice to kind of single someone out and pick one guy. I kind of look at the four, I look at Granlund, Coyle, Niederreiter, Zucker, kind of those guys. And I don't know. Coyle had what I think 18 goals last year, 38 assists. And just, I think we've all kind of been waiting for him to really get into his prime and really step up and be a great hockey player. I think we've definitely seen shades of that over the past few seasons. And, I think it'd be really cool to see him kind of break out even further than last year and kind of take it up to the next level this year, especially with, I think what did I see? He's played in like a franchise record for consecutive games, I think, too. So just that durability is there, and it'd be really good to see him step up, offensively and physically too. Just, use his size and get in front of the net to score some goals.
Yeah, it's like when you see what he did in the first half last season, like all he has to do is do that two halves of the season. And that's and not only is that like a team MVP guy, that's a potential league MVP type of guy if he can put that performance together.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's kind of what Wild fans are really hoping for with him and have been hoping for the past few seasons, to see him really kind of jump out and have some success. And I think it's been, for a while it was kind of you'd see sparks of it and you'd see a great play and you're like, man, why can't he do that all the time? So I think it's definitely there. It'd be great to see him break out and really have the consistency this season and just kind of take that and just run with it.
All right, Heather, and the last question, and it is the toughest because it requires you to reach down within the depths of your soul to the fieriest, hottiest, takiest part of it and reach in there, pluck out one bold Minnesota Wild prediction for the upcoming season. Are you ready?
I guess so. Yeah.
That's the spirit. Let's hear your
Yeah,
honest take for the season.
I know. I'm so enthusiastic sometimes, right? Okay, so for this one, I mean, there's so many different things. I was kind of looking at players and, there's different things you could say for a prediction. I took a look at Mikko Koivu, and so I'm going to go with Mikko and say 25 goals for him this year, which maybe isn't that hot of a take. I don't know. I feel like with the contract extension that just happened recently, there was a lot of mixed reaction with that. There's a lot of people that were, a lot of people were really on board, thought it was a great move, with obviously his skills in the face-off and just kind of the leadership he's had in this team for so long. And there were other people that were very upset about it and didn't really see why they need him on the team anymore. I think for him, it's at times you do kind of point out the lack of production. I think what the end of the season last year, he really struggles to score goals and, didn't really produce in the playoffs, which I guess doesn't say too much because no one else really did either. But, I think the 25 goals is, kind of a bold prediction because it's not something you'd expect a veteran player like that who's kind of getting up there to produce a ton of goals like that. You're not looking to him to be one of your top goal scorers, I don't think. You're kind of looking to those younger guys. But that's my prediction, whether it's super bold and hot take or not. I don't really know, but there it is.
That is a bold prediction. You heard it here first. Heather says that Mika Koivu will finish with a career-high 25 goals in the 2017-18 season. Heather, where can we find you?
I am at HL Rule on Twitter, and that's where you'll be able to see most of my, tweets from when I'm out covering games or watching games, and I usually post a lot of my work there too. Like you said, zonecoverage.com is where I do most of my Wild writing, but I'm a freelancer for a variety of sources, so be sure to follow me on Twitter to keep up with everything.
Absolutely, follow Heather on Twitter and keep up with all of her work in the vast reaches of Minnesota internet. And Heather, thanks so much for coming on. We'll have to see you again.
All right, yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate you stopping by.